At that time, the players was Major Coxton, Pat Tyre, your man, J.D., John Darby, with the connection New York, Frank Matthews, Frank, look at all them guys. Those was the major players, and the alleged major players in the black underworld. I knew them all, but they kept me away from that, man. They said, bro, you fat country boy, you fat jolly guy. Trick with the girls, eat good, and keep selling your bean pies and hot pot juice, and take care of your family.
So you brought up Frank Matthews. What kind of relationship did he have with the black mafia? Was it an adversarial one, or were they in cahoots?
Frank Matthews, the one thing I knew from, I'm going to put it this way. My cousin, them that was alleged part of the black mafia, they respected Matthews. I can use my family. I'm use my family. My family that come out of Big Mabel's womb in Jackson, Mississippi. In the 20s, my grandmama, they had love and respect for Frank. So everybody else, I don't know. I know the guys that I know that my family love Frank. To all them other guys, your man, all them other guys, I don't know. I know the guys that I know in my family had love and respect for Frank.
What kind of guy was Frank?
Very intelligent guy. And the Guineas of that era, they feared Frank. Frank didn't play no games. I'm a country boy, I'm coming at you. Lose and win, I'm coming at you. If I don't get you, my grandnephews, all them Willie Moles and Jody Fru, they gonna come out of Alabama and see you. In Mississippi, they gonna see you.
Was he feared?
Oh, he was feared. He told Carlos and Gambino, he said, I'll come downtown and kill all you Guineas that's in sight. Play with me if you want them. He told me, I ain't nicking on other guys. Don't play with me. Listen, when he went in his house, you see, he made $1 million bill. They ain't seen him yet. That was 1971. They ain't seen Frank yet. They don't know Frank dead or alive. It's a country boy.
You have to speculate. What do you think happened?
Nothing happened? Nothing. He's somewhere if he ain't died of old age. Frank was a bad man, man. Frank Matthew was a bad guy, man. Well respected by everybody. See, it's a difference between him bumping all them guys. Frank Matthew was smarter, was always able to sit down with certain people, certain underworld groups. Frank Matthews, to me, was smarter than Nicky Barnes, Frank Lucas, and all the ones before him. See, Frank was better intelligent. See, Frank knew, if I bring the right money to the table, you're going to listen. My perception of Frank Matthews. Now, your man would know better because he dealt with Frank. See, I went into that shit they was into. Con man. Good hustler. I said bean pie fish and hot pot juice. And Muhammad speaks. I went into that stuff they was in. But I knew. So, if anybody can tell you how fair your man, Frank was, is your man. JD. Mm. Your man. But from the guys that I know in my family that dealt with Frank, he's a fair guy. He's just like Ma. That's never a person. It's always business. I ain't going to kill you. You work it off. But kill you, I ain't going to die. That's the kind of guy Frank was. From understanding from some of my family members that dealt with him. So I don't know the other guy. I'm talking about my family. My cousin, them, uncle, them that's going on. They're going on to be at rest. But what I'm saying, Jay, you got to understand, see the era. See, you got to understand Frank's era, Fluky's them era, Chicago Reds and all them era, Detroit Reds, and Nick in them era, Frank Lucas them era. All them guys was in the same era, same time as Frank. But them guys had problems. Frank never had no problems. Bumping all them had problems. Frank never had no problem.
What do you mean by problems?
Niggas came at him. Mm. You saw when the niggas went at Frank Lucas in the nightclub. They went at Frank. They never went at Frank Matthews. Oh, no, they weren't that stupid. The Guineas weren't that stupid. They were powerful back then. Sit down, Frank said, we're going to go. But if you play with me, you got a problem. See, everybody loved Frank. See, Frank could bring everybody in against his adversary. That's how smart Frank was. But the smarter than all of them, God damn, your man J.D. was smart than all of them. Never went in. Your man never went into my knowledge. He never went in. Some say, I don't know. But I knew him. I knew Pop. Real well. Done project. Retail project. My man. But I do know, see, you got the smart ones never go in. Only the dumb ones go in. Frank Matthews was smart. Made a $1 million bill and ain't seen him since.